This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 816, AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out always goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. And, of course, Felix and the U.S. mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers, hauling the mail to the post offices for delivery to your mailbox today. And our suicide jockeys, Tom and the gang, hauling gas, diesel, and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, let's don't forget that you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram as at Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Captain, an S on the end of it, America, all lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from the Motor City, close enough to it anyway, the man, the myth, the legend, it's none other than Ron Edwards. Aha. That's for you. Listen to them. They're going nuts. All right. No jumping off the porch, please. Nope. That's for you. Okay. There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. How about that?
It's amazing how quickly they quiet down.
Well, that's because they go back inside because the cops are coming around the corner. The airport police have to contend with them, and they make too much noise, and here come the cops. So, you know, an airport police, they got their own little kingdom. It's called the airport, and you don't want to get in trouble there. Well, I'll tell you that. You do not want to get in trouble on the airport. Yes. All right, my friend, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get started, I have to talk about two things. Number one, Mikhail Gorbachev, a great last of the Soviet leaders, a great man in his own right. He kind of had to leave office, if you will, with his tail between his legs. But he and Ronald Reagan stopped the path that the world was on for war between the Russians and us. And I don't think I'll ever forget that in my lifetime.
Yes, that was a very great thing that Ronald Reagan did. Also, with the assistance of Pope John Paul had a bit to do with that. Also, against the fight, in the fight against communism. But one thing that people do forget when it comes to Mikhail Gorbachev is the fact that he wrote a book Very important book, by the way. And on the cover, it says Green Cross. And in that wonderful book, he explains via the Green Cross how, you know, since the United States could not be taken down militarily, if you follow these instructions in the Green Cross, this is how you can take the West down via the environmental movement.
Mm-hmm.
And which he called the Green Cross. And so, very smart man. Well, he was very, very diplomatic, and he was great as far as the military side. He had a very instructive book on how to take down the West via the Green Cross movement, or which later became known as the environmentalist movement.
Well, the downfall was the military, because they tried to keep up with us and they couldn't, and we simply outspent them.
Back then we had a very strong economy, and we could just outdo.
We had Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, but remember, he left the left a very powerful book concerning the Green Cross, and so they got us environmentally.
Now, we also have to talk about what's going on in Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and I have a short report from our friend there, Greg Cluxton. Let's get with that.
Jackson, Mississippi has no reliably clean drinking water after pumps at the city's main water treatment plant failed. Recent flooding has also contributed to water problems. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We will continue to partner closely with the state and local officials to support impacted communities in Mississippi.
The governor has declared a state of emergency, and agencies are distributing bottled water for 180,000 people. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, this facility, this water treatment facility, has been, to say borderline, need to be replaced for a number of years. And I believe the last time they thought they were going to do that, it was going to cost $2 billion. And rather than get in it and fix it, you know, rebuild it and do what they need to do, they patched it. And this is what happens when you get patched. And by the way, the flooding from this time is the reason for all of this, because the last time it went down like this, it was flooding from the previous flood they had. And they had a 35.5-foot surge of water come down the Pearl River that took this plant offline.
Yeah, the infrastructure has been really crappy for quite a long time. Jackson, Mississippi has been a Black-dominated Democrat stronghold for a long time, and they never did fix the infrastructure, and they're now trying to blame Republicans for these problems.
Yeah, well, hold that thought, because it's not going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen, but not on our watch. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more with Ron Edwards and Edwards Notebook.
Come on now.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For many weeks, the leftist propaganda media and government officials have been trying to convince we the people that President Trump was wrong to take boxes of material to Mar-a-Lago. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's Page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. For anyone who believes that Trump is liable for anything the DOJ and FBI may try to convince you concerning materials and boxes, did you know that when presidents reach the end of their term, they do not pack up their boxes when departing the White House? They're not allowed to, and by law, the GSA or General Services Administration is responsible for that task. It was the GSA auditors and lawyers who boxed everything up and moved it to Mar-a-Lago. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution covers virtually every detail regarding the president's possession. The Presidential Records Act is the controlling statute. To make a long story short, Attorney General Merrick Garland relied on the ignorance of the American people and, through 3 general criminal statutes, got a kangaroo court judge to sign a warrant so government agents could go on a politically motivated fishing expedition in order to protect certain leftist political allies from possible evidence against their wrongdoing. If Mr. Trump has copies, look out. Ron Edwards.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
You know, I do believe Donald Trump has copies. He'd be a damn fool if he didn't, and I don't think he's that stupid. But then again, what you just heard is absolutely true. I'm going to bring Ron Edwards in here for just a second. What you heard is absolutely true. The president doesn't go through and say, well, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. No, the General Accounting Office packs all of that stuff up. He has no control over it. They ship it, right or wrong, back to the president's residence, wherever it is he's going back to, and then they sort it out. They have so many days if they got the wrong stuff to send it back. Right, Ron?
That's correct. And when they finally have a hearing about this, all he has to do is whip out a copy of the United States Constitution as well and read it and let these people know, remind them that the president does have the constitutional power to declassify documents as well. So there it is.
Now, I want to remind somebody else about the Constitution. That's something called constitutional grounds. It's a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than most other brands. Now, Constitutional Grounds has a delicious taste that people are raving about. I talked to one of your coffee purchases, customers rather, yesterday. They were telling me that they were enjoying the coffee. And because, folks, you want the best, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. All you got to do is go over to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at the RonEdwards.com website. That's all you got to do. And while you're over there, place your order. Now, remember, and I'm going to give this a little sip right here. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. That is so good. But anyway, Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man again. He rides through in the horse and out the other. It's not Juan Valdez either. We'll figure it out one of these times, but it's not Juan Valdez. No, Constitutional Grounds. RonEdwards.com. Go over there. Check it out. All right. Back to the drawing board here. Donald Trump did, in fact, according to many scholars, constitutional scholars, have the constitutional power to declassify the documents that he had with him. And he more than likely did before they were ever even packed into a box to be shipped anywhere.
And, you know, it is enumerated in the Constitution in Article 2. So anyone who doesn't believe it can simply go to the Constitution and you will read in there that he does have that power. So all this hubbub that's going on back and forth about these documents, this, that, and the other, as soon as the truth comes out fully, the President Trump will be exonerated.
Yeah, and you can't believe the mainstream media with anything they're saying about this. You can't. They're lying. Because despite what you see every day on television, including Fox News, the Biden White House is just trying to create this facade, which, by the way, also includes the people that were being told are just walking, or they're not walking across the southwest border. That's what Frenchie had to say, remember? Oh, no, they're not walking across the southwest border. Well, I guess my eyes deceive me.
That is crazy. This proves what you and many of us have known for a long time, that many Democrats, like Joe Biden and others, hate this nation. There's no other explanation. You've got thousands of people coming over here every day, many of them even diseased.
That we don't even catch.
Yep, and even amongst the ones they catch, they redistribute them all over the country to do whatever the heck they want to do, live in wonderful hotels on Broadway and elsewhere. This is crazy stuff. And if anyone cannot understand that this is meant to help destroy this country, I don't know what they have for brains. I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And they should care enough about this country to rise up against this madness, because no country, you remember the history of Rome, the main reason why Rome was collapsed wasn't because of an external enemy, it was because of foolish open borders. Started under Caligula, I believe.
Yeah.
And too many people came in and they were running around going, bar, bar, they destroyed Rome. These people are now destroying great cities. Now it's no longer the Big Apple. It's the Rotten Apple. Because you walk around and you see the streets of New York, it brings you to tears.
Mm-hmm.
And all because of these Democrats that want to destroy this country because they hate. I believe they hate us, Captain. They do.
It's their way or the highway. There is no in-between ground. So therefore, I say turnaround is fair play. You want to play that game? Guess what? We'll do the same damn thing back to you.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. You know who I also blame for this vehemently? Our Republicans, these backstabbing.
There are some, yes, absolutely.
Even the New York Post is saying, "Oh, we just have to move on from Trump, and so we can get about the business of just talking about what Biden is doing."
Yeah.
No, it's because of Trump.
Well,
that America was doing very well.
But on the other hand, we can't make Trump the discussion. It's got to be about what the Republicans are going to do when they get into office. What are you going to do? And it can't just be, Donald Trump. No, it can't be that way. It's got to be what they're going to do specifically.
But we can't throw Donald Trump under the bus.
No, we're not going to.
Like he's garbage.
No.
Like some Republicans want to do, like Mitch McConnell and several others.
But we can't make him the total discussion.
No.
Yep, we got to find a balance.
Absolutely. When they come at us and howling about Donald Trump, we holler back about what they're doing to this country.
Yep. Now, former President Trump, by the way, called for an independent overseer for the documents. We've been told that there's someone that's being considered who happens to be a never-Trumper. Well, here we go again. I certainly hope not.
Well, Donald Trump requests independent review of documents seized. President Trump filed a motion requesting an independent review of the documents seized from Mar-a-Lago during the FBI raid on his home earlier this month. Law enforcement is a shield that supposedly protects Americans. It cannot be used as a weapon for political purposes, even though that's what they've been doing. Trump's motion said, "Therefore, we seek judicial assistance in the aftermath of the unprecedented, unnecessary raid on Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in beautiful Palm Beach, Florida."
Yep. That's a great little place to be. Now, moving along, the Congressional Budget Office has said that the U.S. population growth will be entirely driven by immigration by the year 2043. I think it is to a certain extent right now.
Well, no stuff, Sherlock. I mean, come on. You've got thousands and thousands of these people coming in every single day, and Americans, especially black Americans, are killing more than half of their babies via abortion, and other Americans are catching up with black Americans in their baby deaths, and so Americans are not repopulating themselves, and they're being replaced by the government via the illegal border crosses. Crosser crisis. That's absolutely correct.
Now, the Arizona Supreme Court, I'm going to try to get this in, has ruled against a George Soros-funded ballot initiative that would overturn the new voter integrity laws passed in the state in lieu of what happened with the last election. They voted against George Soros. They kept in the new laws. Soros needs to be just gotten out of this country somehow. We need to avoid him from the U.S., my opinion.
He should be locked up. He's done a lot of illegal stuff.
All right. I will talk to you Saturday morning.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience. TheRonEdwards.com. And I'll be.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As people continue to die and the Mexican cartels gain wealth beyond imagination, the southern border of the United States has been in crisis mode for years. The strain on our power grid, the sudden death of the youth in this country thinking one pill won't hurt them, is like a bad rerun. Texas Congressman Republican Troy Nels on Fox News calls out the Democrats and President Biden's Alejandro Mayorkas.
Because Mayorkas is nothing but a liar. He looks at the camera and tells the American people the southern border is closed. It's not closed. He's a liar, and we need to get him out of there.
The Justice Department wants to continue to work in secrecy. Merrick Garland asked a federal judge late Tuesday to refuse former President Trump's request for a special master to review the evidence the FBI seized from his Mar-a-Lago home, citing national security concerns. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Moss Nissan. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, with their dealerships. They got one in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They have Nissan and Acura stores located side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And coming soon, soon, looks like probably October, they're going to have the store open in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway. So looking forward to that, going up here for the grand opening. And I believe it'll be about the middle of October is what I'm being told right now. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And for you folks around the countryside listening to us, they sell vehicles to people from just literally everywhere. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where veterans, active duty military, first responders, active and retired, church pastors, too, all get offered a great deal on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle. In addition, they have Moss Care on those vehicles, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Clean trade-ins, got one? They're commanding a great resale value. If you got a vehicle in good shape, bring it on down, trade it in. I'll bet you it's going to be worth more money than what you think it was. Right now, my vehicle has gone up in value $375 since February. My vehicle. So there you go. So if mine did, yours probably has too. But anyway, check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone, Insurance Zone quarterback, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, America.
Well, Captain, John Gruden wants another shot in the NFL. Do you think he deserves it?
I would say yes, but I would say, John, if you screw up this time, you're done. That's it. End of story.
Yeah, there you go. No mistake clause in the contract.
That's right.
I appreciate that, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
He was a good announcer and a great coach. Brought a Super Bowl to Tampa Bay. And, he's doing well with the Raiders here. So, he made a mistake with the emails. A lot of people have made some mistakes with emails, haven't they, Captain?
Yeah.
And it's funny how some people take more of a hit than others. It's kind of funny how that works in our great country. So, anyway. Hopefully he'll get another chance to coach in the National Football League. Wish him well. He's a Tampa guy, and he loves the community, and he loves out there in Vegas and out there in Oakland where he started his head coaching career. And I think he'd be good for football to come back. Everybody deserves a second chance, I believe, Captain, like you said. You just can't make them, do anything stupid.
You know, I'm just sitting here when you were saying all that. Would he take a job at college?
You know what? I think the right college job, he might look at it. He really always has wanted to go to Notre Dame. So if that ever were to open up, I'm sure he'd jump all over that. So that would be the one place I think he would enjoy going to. But you're right. That might be something he'll have to do, before he gets back to the NFL. So
sure.
That's a very good point. So
sure. It'd be a great way to train his mind and his attitude with the younger ball players.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely, Captain. And those guys are getting paid anyway, so it's changed the college, landscape has changed a lot also on how they operate there in the college football world. So it's pretty much just minor league football now, Captain, is what they're doing with colleges. And hey, it was in the making 20 years ago. We knew this was going to happen. And it's always been kind of under the table. Now it's just being up front. So I like that. I like transparency, and I know you do also. Correct, Captain?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Rafael Nadal, he won his match at the U.S. Open, and it's the first time he's won there since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a clay court guy, Captain, and he's very exciting to watch. He's good for tennis, and a lot of people enjoy seeing that. Interesting story, Captain. Calvin Ridley, great wide receiver for our friends up there in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
on the Falcons. There's been some problems with some gangs up there in Atlanta targeting athletes and famous people up there.
Mm-hmm.
And now police have really gotten onto it. And so they try to go after Calvin. He's suspended for the year because he was doing some gambling. So hopefully he'll sit out this year and come back and regroup from his mistakes, too. I do believe in people giving me second chances, and I know you do, too. So
mm-hmm.
That's important,
to
say the least. Captain, switching to basketball just for a minute, this gentleman, Wall, he's a good Houston Rocket ball player. And Mr. Wall, he contemplated suicide. He ripped his Achilles tendon. His mom passed away. He went through a lot. And, I knew you had the Colonel on the show a couple of days ago.
Yep.
It made me think, we lose, over 20 men and women from military to suicide every day. We need to stop that. We need to find a way to get to these people. And, I was told a long time ago, Captain, it's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So anybody out there even thinking about that,
mm-hmm.
please contact somebody, family, friend, organization, if you got to help you out and get you in the right place. So this man seems to be on the right track. He's going to come back to the Rockets and play ball and do a good job, I believe. I hope he does. He
mm-hmm.
comes back from his injuries.
Mm-hmm.
A lot going on, Captain, in the way of golf in reference to this LIV golf tour versus the PGA golf tour.
Besides the lawsuit, you mean?
You betcha. Well, you got guys leaving left and right.
Yeah.
Cameron Smith, Jared Moyt, Neiman. I mean, these guys, are good golfers. I mean, I just can't see why they can't work out a deal. This is what's happening in our country, too, Captain. That's the beauty of sports, in my opinion. And that is, there's such an irony to how they both work. If you get two men in a room that have some common sense, they can work anything out. It's that simple. So why can't the head of the PGA and the head of the LIV get together, work something out, say, look,
How many tournaments do you need these guys to play in for you? And I'll tell you how many I need them to play in for me and work it out. Right, Captain? Just like the day contract negotiation.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's just the way I think it should go down. Just, hey, you were on the fire department, great captain, and I'm sure you got to deal with some contracts and negotiations. You go in there as gentlemen and you work it out.
Yeah, well, I was on a committee.
Yeah, exactly. And you know how that works.
Mm-hmm.
For our friends out, you know, in the Midwest, especially Nebraska, great college football program. We talked about them before. Scott Frost was a great coach for the University of Central Florida Knights. You know, got them ranked up there real high and talked about national championships for them. And then he went back to his alma mater in Nebraska. I don't blame him for that. And that they're saying, oh, he and then his offensive coordinator, you know, in each other's throats. And he says, no, we're not. Please. We took some chances. They didn't work out. We lost the game. Now, we're going to rebuild. We're going to get back and see if we can, you know, win this week to move forward. But it was a rough outing. I know a lot of Nebraska fans around the country are not very happy. I know a lot of listen to your show, too, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
So, a week from tomorrow, Captain, the NFL season kicks off. The Los Angeles Rams, Super Bowl champions, will be taking on the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
And I think you know a little bit about the Buffalo Bills. Is that fair to say, Captain, that, Bruce?
I do, and I will tell you this much. I think that they got a pretty good team again.
They have a great team. I think this could be their year to go the distance, Captain, and I hope they do. Buffalo deserves it. Great fans up there, and I do wish them the best, so to say the least. And, you know, some things you and I know together, Captain, and that's helping people out with their insurance like it helped you out with your insurance needs. It's real simple. Behoove yourself. Do something to help yourself. It's in your best interest to contact me, and let me take a look at your insurance paperwork and see if I can do you better. Simple number, 813-966-1052. I meet with people every day, Captain. Yesterday I helped somebody, you know, save $500 a month on a prescription just by getting with the doctor and seeing if there's some other ways to go about it and getting some generics. And, you know, and then also, if they have to take the brand name, we can get with the manufacturers and see if we can get them a discount. I do this every day to save people money, you know, on the Medicare. Put more money back in your Social Security check, Captain. You know, you're getting back almost $150 a month in your Social Security check by me doing some things for you. And I can do it for everybody out there. You just don't have to be a veteran either. But if you are a veteran and you're going to the VA, you definitely ought to call me because you just get the Part B paid for and still keep doing what you're doing and have a second opinion and get some added benefits, especially with the cost going up with the VA.
All right. Give us your phone number and then you got to run.
813-966-1052.
All right, take care. We'll see you down in Bradenton. All right, that's Patrick Heinen. By the way, he will be in Bradenton with you tomorrow. So catch him down there.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by one of our oldest and favorite sponsors on the program, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They've been on the program ever since I started, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. And by the way, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And for you people listening to us around the country, need some parts? Check them out. Give them a call. They'll give you their information, and you can check and see what you might need to have. And if you need blinds or shades or shutters or anything in between, they can certainly get that to you. Now, their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call and see if they can help you out with your problems that you have with your blinds, shades, or shutters. Now, you also, if you're a military or a first responder, get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, the phone number, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, over to the telephone line we go, and we've got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. Good morning, Mr. Consumer Quarterback.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Listen, I don't want to start out negative, and I'm certainly not going to dwell on being over there.
But we have got some problems in paradise. First of all, more Democrats are coming out against President Joe Biden's ambitious plan to wipe out at least $10,000 in student loans for a huge number of borrowers, claiming that the move is out of touch with what Americans actually want. Now, the move to forgive student loans is causing a rift in the Democratic Party, as a Republican bloodbath is expected in the 2022 midterms, and as the White House scrambles to explain how they're going to pay for the plan. Now, the original cost of the plan, like so many other cost estimates, was going to be $300, $400, $500, possibly $600 billion. Now, it's going to be possibly $1 trillion or more.
Yeah.
Based on their own numbers.
Yeah, exactly. And it's potential for even more than that. But yeah, it's, you know, so many people are upset about that. They don't want to. You know, we should be picking and choosing who's going to get their student loans paid off. And, you know, of course, what about the contractors, electricians, plumbers, trade school folks, and, you know, others. So, yeah, it's wrong. They shouldn't do it. I think it's an overreach. I hear people saying it's an overreach constitutionally, too. And, yeah, they're right to be, at odds about that. And also, credit card debt is through the roof. You know, record numbers in credit card debt for the second quarter. I think it was like $46 billion. In new credit card debt, which is a new record. 5.4 million homes are homeowners and tenants are expected to be foreclosed on in the next 2 months. That's the other negative news as well.
Well, I don't know about you, but I keep getting sent, and I don't ask for them. I keep getting sent credit card applications and this, that, and the other. You're pre-qualified. I mean, that's wonderful. That's nice. I don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need it. We don't want it. They push it. You know, they started out really young with kids at school. They give you a free can of soup or a free T-shirt when you apply. And it's just another one of these schemes by the big bankers and, you know, the bankers and, you know, the wealthy elite class, another one of their scams. You know, they're throwing out credit cards, having people pay their minimums. And they know it'll take years and years to pay off, decades to pay off if you pay the minimums. So, yeah, it's not a good move, not a good look. And it's not what America needs right now.
Well, here's the thing that's confusing. The U.S. economy has had far more vacant jobs at the end of July than the economists expected, indicating that the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases have not yet cooled the labor market. Now, there were 11.239 million job openings in the U.S. on the last day of July. That, according to the Department of Labor. Meanwhile, the economists had been expecting 10.4 million job openings, which would have been a decline of nearly 300,000 from June. Nothing seems to be working the way that they say it's going to.
Yeah, I think when it comes to jobs and unemployment, that there's just a certain amount of people that are on government checks, government handouts. They don't want to work. They'd rather work a side job. Little side hustle, sell some stuff online.
Under the table.
Under the table, yeah. And, you know, who knows how many people are coming across and selling drugs on the side and you know, those types of things. So, and there's underemployment, people that have given up on looking for a job and they don't want the jobs that are out there. So they're just not going to get out there and do it. So unfortunately, it's human nature at its worst.
Yeah, but what people don't understand is if you're paying somebody under the table, and they find out about that person, you're going to be in trouble too.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a challenge, you know, because people are looking for ways around these, you know, especially with the Inflation Reduction Act, which is doing nothing to reduce inflation. It's only causing major layoffs at large corporations with the increase of taxes that they're expecting and, you know, other components of that bill. So, yeah, lots of challenges, lots of bad moves, you know, and we're one move away, one or two bad policy decisions away from these Democrats to putting us into just catastrophic consequences.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. That's why this election is so important, and you need to tell your friends, you need to tell your neighbors, no excuses, all hands on deck, get out there and vote. I don't care if you have to get an absentee ballot or whatever. Get out there and vote. Do your obligation for God and country, because your country needs you. And if you don't vote, then you are part of the problem that we have in this country. You're not helping us.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to even take it a step further. You got to go out. You got to tell five people a day about it. You got to get out there and be a poll watcher, and get involved with the system and reach more people and try to talk to friends that are on the other side of the aisle and say, look, how does this make sense? The critical race theory, the schools, the open southern borders, shutting off the production of fuel, gas in America. Yeah, how do these policies make sense? You know they don't. You need to come to our side and vote for us, vote with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. Now, here's something kind of funny. The Republican women, a bunch of Republican women candidates, are visiting the border to denounce the harm done to illegal migrants by President Joe Biden's easy migration policies. Now, they were told to talk about migrant deaths, not economics along the border, because the group escorting the candidates is backed up by Republican donors who want these candidates to downplay the economic harm done to America by the government's immigration programs. Now, to me, I say lay it all out on the line. That's just me.
Yeah, exactly. It's another one of these headlines or stories, you know, just like you hear, if you flip over to CNN earlier, I was watching, you know, I flip over every now and then just to get a glimpse of what they're talking about. I can't stand watching it, but, you know, the Democrats are gaining momentum as the November elections come. No, they're not. They're not gaining it. They're putting out fake headlines to make people think that they're gaining momentum, you know. It's what they try to wag the tail, you know, what comes first, right? You know, I don't agree with it. I don't think that's true. I think you need to point out every single thing that's going on. Human trafficking is a huge issue. These children that are being peddled back and forth across, to make it look like they're with that family, but they're not. There was one kid that was sent back, like something like 18 times, that they found. You know, and then Mayorkas and these guys lying about it, flat out lying, saying the border is secure. No, it's not secure. We all know it's not secure.
Nope.
And it's a major threat to our security.
Well, you're absolutely right, because, again, we have no idea who the hell's coming over that border. They have these people that come across and they just disappear. We don't even know who they are.
Yeah, they probably have COVID and, you know, all these other diseases and they're coming in and they're going to the biggest cities in the world and who knows? What if they all decided to detonate, at the same time in all the major cities? They could easily do that.
Yeah. Again, this is
Joe Biden.
Yeah, this is all true. And, you know, when you don't have a border and it's not the fault of the people that are down there, they want to do their job, but they're being told, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And if they do, then they lose their job.
Yeah, rules of engagement, just like Obama had in the Middle East. You know, you had these really tough rules of engagement put our soldiers at risk.
Yep. Well, my friend, that's the end of the segment. We've made it through another day, you and I.
Yes,
and I look forward to seeing you soon. Have yourself a great day and stay out of trouble.
All right, brother. Thanks for that.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, that's our buddy Brandon Rimes, ConsumerQB.com. ConsumerQB.com, the consumer quarterback. Check him out, find out what he's all about. And I appreciate him and I appreciate you. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood. Tomorrow, I'll be down in Bradenton at the Mission Barbecue on Cortez. God.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.